972-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody your favor's waiting on you. Your favor's waiting on you. Stop vacillating. He loves me. He loves me not. I believe God's going to do it. Oh, child, I don't know if God want to do this. I don't know if this God will or not. God's waiting on you to set purpose in your heart so that he can begin to show you his favor. You see, God's favor is not just anyone just praising you and giving you this. God's favor is always with strategic people. He could have gave Daniel favor with all the other kids. But it says he gave Daniel favor with the prince of the eunuchs. The one that was over all of them. The one that had some say-so. The one that could move some stuff. Get some stuff done. That's who he gave Daniel favor with. And then Daniel told him to prove us. So the first thing we have is purpose. The second thing we want to write down is pureness. Keeping your heart pure. Undefiled. Amen. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro in search of the heart that is perfect toward him, mature, complete toward him, that he may show himself mighty in their behalf. A heart that is pure. We're not perfect people, but you can have a pure heart and still not be a perfect person. We are not even Christians. I don't like that word anymore because we are not Christians. That's something that was created in Antioch. And that is never what Jesus called us, Christians. No, we are saints. You know, the Catholic Church took the saints, made saints, or these are demon gods, actually fallen Nephilim spirits, and took the saints and made them people you can pray to in order to get deliverance. All that, see, all that crazy. Now, God called, tell somebody, I'm a saint. I ain't perfect, but I'm a saint. You see, people say, well, I ain't no saint. They don't know what they're talking about. Peter wasn't perfect. Paul wasn't perfect. John wasn't perfect, but these were saints. Tell somebody I'm a saint. That's what the scripture calls me, a saint, not a sinner. I was a sinner, but I got saved. That means that I don't miss the mark from time to time, but I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. God doesn't listen to sinners. But his ear is open to the cry of his people. Tell somebody I'm a saint. And don't be ashamed to say that. Tell somebody on job, well, no, I'm a saint. No, you ain't no saint. You don't know what a saint is. According to the scripture, when they wrote epistles, they wrote, and to the saints abroad. To the church, to the ecclesia. So stop calling yourself everything else but a saint. Even when you mess up, got saved, you are saved. You have a father. He'll deal with you. He'll bring you. He'll correct you. He'll instruct you. He'll redeem you. But you are a saint. You are a son. Hello, somebody. You need to get this in your mind because the enemy will try to throw you for a loop, try to trap you, try to condemn you, try to steal your identity and make you feel like you're on the outside looking in when it's not that way. The heaven is open over your life. Tell somebody the heaven is opened. Come on, tell them it's open over my life, over my home, over my job, my ministry, my children, my territory. The heaven is open. Nobody can close it. Jesus did it. And it remains open. So the first thing is purpose. Romans 8:28, just write it down, says, for we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Pureness of heart. Give me James chapter 4, verse 8. Number one is purpose. Number two, is pureness. Now we're on a journey. Tell somebody we're moving now. When I establish purpose in my heart, I'm not going to be moved from the vision that God has placed in my heart, from the ministry, from the purpose of why I am here, why you are here on the planet. Knowing that, I must allow God to purify and keep my heart pure. What do we have here? James chapter 4, and I believe it's verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. Now look what he says. You double-minded. You see, pureness of heart is not just what you don't do anymore. Child, I used to do this. I don't do that no more. I used to do that. I stopped that too. I used to do that. I stopped that too. I used to do that. You do all that. Then you say, Lord, I'm glad I'm not like this sinner over here, this publican. I don't do all this stuff no more. Well, see, that's okay, but that's not it. He said here, purify your heart, you double-minded. Okay, so purifying of my heart has to do with me dealing with double-mindedness. That word is twin-souled. Believing God one day, can't be moved, a herd of wild horses couldn't get you off of your stand, and then the next day you wondering if God. Here, I was talking to a bishop in Africa. We were talking about something here, and we were looking at, and this is just hypothetical. I'm not saying this is doctrine or anything, but when you try to hold on to a season that has changed, you a lot of time bring trouble into your life. John the Baptist, his time was over, but he would, you know, let me just, this is just hypothetical. Once he baptized Jesus, how many of you should have been over there? He was a forerunner, another minister, but his ministry overlapped. And John, who was bold as all get out, when he got arrested, he was now wondering. He sent his disciples and said, find out if this is the one. See, he had crossed over into another season. But all the time before that season, no one could move him. You brood of vipers to the face of him. But once he crossed over into the other season, he got into a territory where he was uncertain and eventually lost his head. I'm not saying anything about that except that think about it a moment. In your own life, when you cross over into seasons that are over, stuff can start happening. I remember in Mexico, the first time I went into the mission field, and we were I was there for over a month, but at the young age of 25, I had had enough of Mexico. I'll be honest with you, I was just learning, and the way that we traveled, and the fatigue, mental fatigue, and you know that we had one more meeting. We had traveled to 17 cities. And we were coming up to go out on the Texas border at Brownsville, Texas, and Matamoros. And we were supposed to have a meeting in a city before that. And I told him, you know, we're too close. Let's just cancel that and we'll go. But I got out of God's timing. I got into another season before that season was over. God is my witness. He taught me this early. That's where Montezuma's revenge. I hadn't drunk water that wasn't out of a bottle all that month. But somehow when I got out from under that hedge or entered in another season before time, I got blinded. I told my interpreter, I said, man, I am so thirsty. We had just entered the last city on the border. We were going to do a little conference there, and then I was headed back home. But we had skipped the other city. And the enemy just put a blinder over me, and we walked past this little old mom pop store, and I said, you know, man, I am so thirsty. See if we can, because we didn't have any money. See if we can get some water or something. And he brought out this glass of water. There's about that much water in it, and it was cloudy. You know how hard water, when you pour it, it's cloudy, then it clears up. This kind of water didn't clear up. But I was so thirsty, I drank about that much of it. Then I thought, wait a minute. This water ain't no good here. 1 hour later, I was laid out on the sidewalk. And I don't want to get too graphic, but stuff was coming out all ends. Everywhere it could come out of, it was coming out. I mean, Montezuma's revenge, dysentery. I was sick like a dog, nigh unto death. Long story short, 6 months beyond that, I had trouble with my stomach because of that one incident. But I learned, and it wasn't God that allowed that. It wasn't God. It was the enemy attacking and me being ignorant. You understand? So that's a good lesson to learn. I learned that early. I'd never been sick on the mission field. All the places that we've gone ever since. Never. Never been sick. Praise God. And I've eaten a whole lot of stuff and drank a whole lot of stuff. But I've learned all that stuff, as long as you're in God's time and you stay in the hedge, it can be moving. You can eat it. It ain't going to bother you. I'm just saying, you know. I'm just saying. But pureness of heart. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Double-minded. And so circumstances try to talk to you to get you off of your purpose, to make you waver, make you uncertain. God hath not surely said, but when you know purpose and you purify your heart, you can say something like, for God I live and for God I die. If God don't come through, I'm sunk. That's all that's to it. But how many know God always comes through? He always comes through. 1 Peter 1:22. Get that verse for me. Pureness, a pure heart, vital, a pure heart. You got it? 1 Peter 1:22. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Here's another facet of a pure heart, another characteristic. He says here that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, and it manifests a fruit, unfeigned love of the brothers. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center presents the Kingdom of the Kings 24th Anniversary Celebration, beginning Wednesday, July 27th at 7:30 p.m. and nightly through Sunday, July the 31st. Morning sessions will be held Thursday through Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Guest speakers include Apostle Paul Mazibuku, Pretoria, South Africa; Pastor Billy and Prophet Cynthia Thompson, Boca Raton, Florida; Bishop George Curry, Jacksonville, Florida; Apostle Dave Viljean, Palm Coast, Florida; and Dr. Increase, Mr. Bob Harrison, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on out and celebrate with us here at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or visit our website at trbanks.com. We are looking to see you here. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.